Bryan. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Hi, Emmy. Mark Snyder. How are you?
How are you?
We actually spoke a few years ago on the show.
We did.
Yeah, that was...
Your name is familiar to me.
Yeah, that was before you were on E!
Wow, yeah. So we're talking...
It was a while ago. In fact, I still have an autographed photo of you that you sent on the wall here in the office.
Well, lots been going on, I'll tell you.
Yeah, life has been good for you.
Yeah, knocking on wood. It's been fun. It really has been.
When we first spoke, we were talking about the fact that you started as an athlete on crew and things like that. And for folks who didn't hear the first interview, Emmy was raised in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And you were born in New York City and came back as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You were, of course, an athlete, so you were not fat, quote unquote. You were a pretty muscular, big woman, right?
Yeah, but, you know, it was always an issue trying to find clothes that fit because of, you know, my structure and being, you know, larger than a lot of the my younger friends and friends my own age too, because I was almost a foot taller and things just didn't fit right. So I remember as a young gal going to the women's department and just hiding.
Yes.
13s went just so far for me.
Yeah.
But it's also been very much the same kind of thing in, you know, as a woman dressing in today's society, trying to find 12s, 14s, and 16s in the Missy department before they're snatched up by the one or two people that are lucky enough to get them first. So there's a missing link, and I finally have gotten to the point where I wrote enough ideas down and listened to so many people gripe and moan that not enough was being done that I've started my own line.
Well, I was going to say that. We've talked to actually quite a few large-size models, and all of them have ended up developing their own line of clothing because they just said there was nothing out there. If 62% of 62 million American women are size 12 and over,
right.
And you go in a lot of stores and you don't see anything over size 10.
Or young, you know, young in attitude, with the modern sleek feel, and the quality of fabrics are questionable sometimes. So I'm with a manufacturer, Ivy, who's a division of Kelwood, that we develop our own materials. The fabrics are really very, very flattering, and they feel good. That's important. I mean,
sure.
You've got to feel good.
What do you do to avoid the Kathy Lee Crosby situation?
The Kathy Lee Gifford?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Well, you know, the whole idea that I have with this is that you've really got to talk to the group that you want to do business with. Find out, you know, what are they doing to protect themselves, to protect the workers that are making the fabric, the clothes for you. And you've got to meet with the compliance people, their domestic compliance people who are in charge of visiting the factories, and meet the international compliance people and see how dedicated your manufacturers are. Kelwood is very, very dedicated to having their fabrics. We have approximately 50% of the line, the Emmy collection, be made in Los Angeles and in the United States, and then we have our sweaters made overseas. It was a huge issue for me, and I think that if you don't have compliance people, then of course you're going to be oblivious to what's going on. So once you have compliance people involved and who are dedicated to doing a good job with finding out what's going on in the factories, you're going to sometimes have problems, but it's up to your manufacturer as well as your compliance people to bring it to your attention immediately so that you can correct the problem.
Mm.
You know, if you want to say, oh, we never have any problems, that's baloney. You've got to be on top of your business. And I could not be in business. It took me about 3 years to try and find the right manufacturer that I felt confident with. And I have absolutely no question in my mind that Kelwood does the best job that they can.
And where are the clothes available?
Well, the clothes are going to be available in department stores. It's a better brand. And so you're going to be, if you can't find the Emmy collection in your department store nearest you, you should definitely call them and let them know that you'd like to see it for fall 2000.
I assume that information will probably be at emmysupermodel.com.
You better believe it, Mark.
Mm-hmm. It's Emmy, E-M-M-E. Now, what I'm hoping is that Fashion Emergency results in an Emmy for you so you can have an Emmy. Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be so cool.
Emmy wins an Emmy would be kind of cool.
I think that we don't, because we're cable, it would be a cable ace, but I don't even know if they have cable aces anymore.
Well, I think Emmys can be won by cable shows.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure stuff on Comedy Central is won,
we have fun doing
HBO.
It. If we get an award, that would be great. But boy, we have a good team of producers and camera people and sound people, and we really, really have way too much fun. Brenda and Leon are wonderful people to just, you know, talk about different things with fashion, and we're definitely all characters, so, you know, I'm very lucky.
They tell me that I need a fashion emergency.
No, why?
Yeah, well, I'm not a very fashionable guy.
Well, you know. What do you wear?
Jeans, T-shirt.
Do you need to wear any, when you go out at night, do you have a hard time figuring out what to wear?
I wear jeans and T-shirt.
Uh-huh. All the time?
Pretty much. Yeah, even at business meetings. I figure if they don't want to take me as I am, then...
Oh, I hear you.
You know?
Has it been hard, have you ever felt a need to wear something in a different fabric?
Just the lingerie. No, just... Just joking. No, really, no. I think that it would be good, though. I'd be a good makeover candidate. Because I could go from, like, you know, ugly duckling to semi-ugly duckling pretty easily.
No, it is really something I've learned a lot with the show for myself, is that you can just break away from a fabric that you use all the time and you wear all the time, and you just change a little bit of your hairstyle. But you're not changing the person inside of yourself. And, you know, obviously, when you're at a business meeting and they don't like you for you, that's their issue, not yours, you know.
Mm.
But when you have different... I think it's called, I kind of look at it as costumes or different attire for different needs. And if you're going out on a date, or if you're going out to the movie, or you're going out to a friend's house for dinner, sometimes it's nice to just dress in a comfortable way that makes you feel confident. And hey, listen, if jeans are the thing for you, maybe you want to throw on a wool gabardine jacket on top of your T-shirt and change your white T-shirt to a black one.
Well, I get that.
I have
all colored T-shirts.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I can change my mood at will, and I even have different sneakers I can match them with. So, I am a very fashionable kind of guy, if you come to it like that.
Very good.
Now, Fashion Emergency, for all the folks out there who are living under stones, it's on E! Entertainment, and it's on Monday nights at 9:30, and it's
a
great show.
And three times a day, actually. We just got, you know, it's three times a day, 6 days a week, and then it's also... Depending on where you live, it's a couple hours in the morning, early morning on Saturday, and a couple hours on Sunday.
But the new one's on Monday nights at 9:30.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's the premiere show, exactly.
Right. Yeah, it's a great show. It's a lot of fun to watch, and the people you have on the show with you is on the panel are pretty cool, too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I love Leon, love Brenda.
Leon's an interesting kind of guy. Leon's an interesting kind of guy.
He's a character.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I'm always intrigued by is the way people treat people who are overweight, who are large.
Yeah.
And not only the fashion industry, which treats them with no respect whatsoever, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. people. There was a TV station here, a Fox outlet, Channel 25, who did an undercover assignment. They sent one of their very attractive young ladies out with a padding that created a look of about a 358-pound person.
Mm-hmm.
And they had her dropping things and... As herself.
People helped her.
Yeah, and people all helped her when she was thin, and when she was heavy, they just looked at her with disdain, and she was amazed at how it was to live like that.
Mm.
And obviously, I would think that you didn't have those kind of problems, but some people do.
Yeah, no, a lot of people do, and I have not been in any part of my life an obese person. However, I have very dear friends and. You know, family that have gone through this. But I think that one of the reasons that we are, as a society, so obsessed with thinness, even though to the point of anorexia, looking at that and saying, how did you get that? You know, it's a little bit of not a correct way of feeling healthy, I guess, just thinking that the only way that you should be correct and right is to be extremely thin. I think that we're obsessed with fat, the word fat, the concept of fat, and what fat is, and that there's a lot of people that are fat phobic or afraid of fat because they don't want to be looked down upon. We all have this innate sense of, I want to be accepted. And in our society, in our present society, right now at this time and age, being larger and having excess jiggle is not something that is deemed beautiful. And we want that to be so, we want to be accepted at such a level that we're spending approximately $50 billion a year on a 98% failure rate in the diet-related industries. And we're spending and spending and spending, even though it doesn't really work. So,
well, you look at, you know, Oprah Winfrey, who went on TV and showed everybody how much she lost, and she actually had the fat on the TV set with her.
What a reflection of society.
Exactly. And you look at, you know, Monica Lewinsky now with Jenny Craig and all this stuff that's out there. And I looked today at some magazines that came in the office here, and every one of those magazines has not only thin models, but many of them looking like they're on heroin and anorexic looking, which I think is unhealthy. And it's just amazing to me that the designers in this country are holding these people up as the ideal for these poor young girls that have grown up.
Or the parents aren't stepping in and saying, you know, sweetheart, are you okay? How's everything? You know, and with managers and agents who might see someone wasting away, they're not stepping in. It's a little frightening. But I think it's up, let me use myself, for example. Instead of me sitting in my society and saying, oh, look at what they're doing and the media and the, you know, my home life, pointing the finger outward and saying, you know, look at this. It's, oh, that's why I'm feeling this way. We have to turn our fingers towards ourselves and say, what am I going to do about it? And, you know, for me, not finding clothes and not finding things that really made me feel confident dressing, I really have spent a lot of time trying to find the right people to be in business with, but I really had to do it myself. I had to make clothes in order for me to feel like I actually achieved something. So I think that you could take it at any level in your own present life. If you find that, you know, you're having a hard time with gaining weight because you're too thin, or you're having a trouble with losing weight to a healthy place for you that might not be ultra thin, but it might be thinner than what you currently are, it's you changing your own life, because then that makes your life it makes a difference in your own life. Instead of thinking that your society has to change, your society will change as you start to change, using your voice in your community, using your voice with your children and saying, not standing in front of a mirror and saying, look at how fat my thighs are, saying, oh, you know, I look really good today as a mother. You know, it's all these little tiny things. Being able to instill empowerment within the people that you live with, that you share your life with in your community, instead of like complaining. It's little things. It's tiny little things that can make a world of difference. Eating healthier. You know, if you like cookies every night, start eating your vegetables and fruits, and you might be changing that habit in the evening. Instead of having 10 cookies, you'll have one. I don't know, but it's those tiny little things that can. And if you're not exercising at all because you're like, oh, everybody's going to make fun of me, it's like, do one step at a time. Get out your front door instead of going to that gym that has snobbery. Don't join that gym.
I'm intimidated by gyms myself, because when you go in there, the people that are in there, many of them are in incredible shape because they've been there for so long.
Right.
And when you walk in for the first time, it's very difficult to do that.
Yeah.
But you got to do it.
You can use this beautiful country. I mean, we have the most beautiful, wherever you live, you can get out, you can cross-country ski if it's snowing where you are, or go hiking, go walking with friends, get a group together at 6 or 7 in the morning and do an hour walk together so that you feel like, okay, they're all waiting for me, I got to go. There's little things that you can do that can turn your own attitude around. And it's your attitude is your best accessory.
What do you do to keep in shape?
I try and keep my cookie intake to a low roar. I really try and concentrate on carrying an apple in my purse so that when I do, I'm on that run and I eat a good breakfast. Like, I'll eat eggs and sometimes sausage and toast in the morning, and then I have a good, healthy, hearty lunch, like a sandwich and salad or whatever. I really, really try and put exercise into my daily routine. And even when I'm waking up at like 5:30 in the morning, I really try to do my 15-minute walk, even if that's it. But when I have more time, I do get outside and I do an hour of some kind of cardiovascular strength training so that I feel good. When I burn off my stress and I sweat it out, oh, there's nothing like it. It helps me with my day.
Are you married?
Yes.
Yeah?
10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is. He's a good guy. He's my manager now, so.
There you go.
Yeah, it works.
Well, he's doing pretty well because you're doing well yourself, so.
Yeah, we're happy. We like what we do, so.
We're talking with Emmy, of course, the author and the television personality, model, and you can read her column, Ask Emmy, in Mode magazine.
Did you see Mode this April?
I did not, no.
You have to get it.
I will. They should have sent it to me, actually. But I will go out and buy it. And Revlon, of course.
Chatting with you.
You're also with Revlon as
right.
well. And you can see Emmy every Monday night at 9:30 and all over the place on the E! Entertainment channel. I would assume that one of the thrills for you must have been being twice selected as one of the 50 most beautiful people in People magazine.
Please. That you don't expect things like that when you're enjoying what you do. I'm always in shock. I look around and say, me? Are you sure that you, really? So it's always quite an honor, but, you know, it's, please, I always blush and laugh and say, oh, that's lovely, that's great, thank you very much, and then, you know, run in the other direction.
But, yeah, when it comes out, I usually read it on the air, and when I get to number 15, I'm still not in there. It really is, it hurts. It hurts.
You know, we'll just do a campaign for you, Mark.
I think that we should start one. and maybe we get started at emmysupermodel.com on the internet. Or maybe at pmpnetwork.com. That's where this interview will be ending up, at pmpnetwork.com. And again, Emmy, thanks so much for talking, and hopefully it won't be another 3-4 years before we talk again.
Absolutely. Listen, be well, and have a good day.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.